The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. It was pride that made angels become devils. Once they were angels, devils were once angels. And it is humility that would make the devil become an angel. What is the difference between angels and archangels? Saint Gregory the Great made a distinction. He said, angels are those who are assigned with minor assignments, if you like. But archangels deliver the most and very important messages. They deliver very important messages. So that gives them a hierarchy. Today, we read from Revelation chapter 12 that speaks to the actions of one of the archangels we celebrate today, Michael, who fought his fellow angels who were filled with pride, and those ones became demons, devils, because pride ruined them. From becoming light, from being light, they became agents of darkness. When you read the alternative first reading of today from Daniel chapter 8, verse 15, Daniel chapter 9, from verse 20, you see how God sent another angel, very important, to deliver a message to Daniel. And when you read also Luke chapter 1, verse 15, and Luke chapter 1 from verse 25, the angel Gabriel delivered a very strong message to Zechariah and to Mary, another archangel. So we have Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel. And when you read Tobit, the book of Tobit, chapter 1, he says, "I am the angel, one of the seven angels ministering to God. I have come to bring you healing. I am Raphael." So all of these are very scriptural. The archangels are very scriptural. But one important thing I like to leave with you is the fact that when an archangel stands guard, whenever an archangel stands guard, locks and keys are mere formalities. They are mere ornaments. What does that tell us? Divine protection. We would pray the prayer to St. Michael after Mass. We usually do. Let us believe in the words we say. Let us mean those words we say, because they are true. Jesus says to Nathanael, "You believed me because I said I saw you under the fig tree? Wait till you see the angels. descending and ascending, where the Son of Man is. So the reality of angels are very true. They are vivid. Many will tell stories of their experiences. I have my own experiences of my angels, my guardian angel. So they are true. Let us take today to meditate and to consolidate our friendship, our relationship with the angels, and more importantly, or most importantly, with the archangels.